Hey guys, this is another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey cuties here.
And we are super excited. We have some updates for our listeners. So we are officially on iTunes.
Woohoo!
So please check us out on iTunes, subscribe, leave us feedback, tell us what you like, what you don't like. We want to hear it. We need it. We also have another big update. We just launched our website. Yay!
Yes.
Clap to that. So you can also check us out online at drinktillweremarried.com.
Subscribe to the newsletter.
Yes.
So you stay updated with all of our upcoming events and podcasts and drinks and things like that.
Because we're going to have some big stuff popping soon. You know, we are girls that are on a mission to take over the world. So you want to be on the list and be the first to know, because anything we do is going to fill up quick and sell out.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
Cheers. So today we are drinking Green Destiny. And low-key, I think Hey Cutie got this from Crouching Tiger, but she said she didn't.
I didn't.
So what's in here?
Oh, right. So it's Jack Daniel's Grand Marnier. I actually switched up the recipe a little bit. It called for triple sec, but I, you know, went top shelf.
You didn't switch it up. This is your recipe. You put whatever you wanted.
True. It did turn out green, though. So, OJ, lime juice, and blue curacao. You like it?
It's good.
Cheers.
It's tasty.
Cheers.
Okay. So, hey, Cutie, what's our topic for today?
All right. So, the topic is how to choose a woman that can make you a better man. And I must say, before I unleash Geek Goddess on y'all, that this was based off of a Facebook video that she sent me. So, let's get into it.
First, I will say, this video was shared on my Facebook timeline from a guy that I used to know. You know?
What's that mean?
We were friends.
Okay.
With a benefit of three.
Okay.
And said gentleman is still single.
Oh.
So I can imagine he probably is using this information to find the woman of his dreams.
Okay.
Good luck with that. So if you guys haven't seen the video, this guy proceeds to give a list of all the qualities that a woman should have. And if a woman doesn't have all these qualities, then she's not the man for, she's not the woman for this particular man who asked this question. The qualities, I mean, it was like 86 of them, but I'll go through a few. It was, you know, she must be intelligent, and she must be godly, and she
ambitious.
Must be supportive and ambitious. And
a helpmeet.
And a helpmeet. And, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I don't want to be frustrated.
But I think it's not his list. I did not have a problem with his list. I think I had more of a problem with, you're listing all of these things about a woman, but why aren't you addressing men and what men need to do to attract this type of woman, right?
Because he is on assignment from God.
Which you're not going
to specifically speak to women on their issues, because he gets his cycle once a month like we do. So he knows exactly what the hell we need to do to enter into the kingdom. Okay? That's why he's not talking to the gentleman who asked him the question.
Oh, so wait, he was addressing someone's question?
Yes.
Oh.
Someone, a man, asked him a question. So man to man, you would think he would take this opportunity to empower this brother to be the best man he can be, even if he never gets married. You still need to be an upstanding citizen. You still need to be, you know, a man of God, if you're religious. Mm-hmm. You still need to be, you know, a great leader in the African-American community. I'm just going to assume this guy who asked the question was African-American. So, so many things that he could have shared with this brother versus, oh, no, dude, just sit back and here's your checklist and wait on this woman who has all the qualities on this checklist. And if she doesn't have it, then you move on. So in one part of the video, he says, I think it was like she needs to have integrity or something, because If she'll let you disrespect her, then that means she'll let any man disrespect her. Why are men disrespecting women? Is that not like
why not address that?
Why are we being disrespected? Why are we being marginalized as women? Why are we being assaulted as women? Like, we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to say, oh, if she doesn't take it under the chin and move on, then she's not a good woman.
Well, no, I think he said that, like, if she lets you disrespect her, but I don't let anyone disrespect me. But once the words are out there, I mean, I can't, you as a person, whoever says it can't take it back. I can address it and move on, but
why is it happening in the first place?
I agree.
Why are men disrespecting women?
Yeah.
And so instead of just taking a little bit of time to teach this brother something about how not to disrespect women, mm-hmm. how to be a great man. Because if you are all those things, if this man who asked the question really set his sights on being all those things on that checklist, he would attract the woman of his dreams.
But let's go back. So the title we use today is his title, How to Choose a Woman That Can Make You a Better Man. For one, I'm not here to better you. I'm not here to do that. I'm coming as a whole 100% person. I'm expecting this dude to come the same way. I'm not your mother. It's not your father. I'm not here to raise you and teach you how to go through this life because, I mean, I'm in my late 30s. If you don't know what you need to do as a man, then I don't want to be bothered with you. So, no, you cannot choose me to be your helpmate. No. Help, as in help each other, not me grooming you, raising you, and showing you what you need to do. No.
But that's how they feel. Like, oh, if you're not a down-ass chick, i.e. here to stand by my side when I am running the streets and being foolish.
Cheating on you. Acting
a monkey. Cheating on you. Not paying the bills properly. Girl. You know, using every excuse under the sun to not be 100% of the man that I am capable of being. Not being who I am inherently should be as a man. Like, you have African blood running through your veins, dude. Like, it is, you are chosen.
Yeah.
Like, it is your responsibility to be this man, not wait on me to come along.
And make you a man. Make you a better man.
Make you a better
man. So you just out here, but I'm supposed to accept any type. So me having standards and having my list, that's wrong because I'm just supposed to be making myself the best person I can be so some raggedy ass nigga can come along and choose me.
Yes, it's wrong.
To be his helpmate.
It's and wrong.
To, you know, lead this life and live this life together.
It's wrong. Here's the thing. There are men out here on assignment, hey cutie. Steve Harvey is on assignment. Steve Harvey, I love you. I love
Steve Harvey.
But here's the thing. Unless you have carried a baby for 9 months, unless you get a cycle every month, unless you know how it feels to just be a marginalized African-American woman in society today, you will not tell me what I need to do, what you think I should do, or what you want me to do to attract a man, get a man, keep a man, be with a man. You will not do that because you do not know what it feels like to be a woman. Mm-hmm. You never will. And I understand it is equally as difficult, if not more, to be an African-American man in the United States today. I will not even sit here and say that is not a difficult feat.
Yeah.
But it is not my goal in life to attract you.
No. To make you a better man.
To make you better.
I'm sorry.
To make you better. That is not my goal in life. I do not wake up in the morning trying to figure out, oh, how can I give all of Geek Goddess today to make the boo better? How can I do that? How can I support him and push him out into the world so that he can flourish? And I just, you know, I'm just going to wither in the house.
I'm going to give him my all. Give you everything I have so you can go out here and be great.
No, that's not what I'm here for. But these same men on assignment are going to tell you that you're asking for too much. If you had the same exact list that this man just rattled off for this dude, one of these men on assignment, Steve Harvey, whoever this dude is, Paul Brunson and the rest of them, would tell you, and I love Paul Brunson too, I got your book. I don't care. I'm calling everybody out. I got your book.
See, I'm like, whoa, boo.
They would tell you you're asking for too much.
You're right, because that is, you know, that list. It's always like, no, you shouldn't have this list. But whether I write it down on paper or I have it stored in my mind, I know what I want. And I think everyone should know, because otherwise, how do you find that person? Do you know, like, I guess you have
too many standards. What? You're not okay with a dude who can't read? What if he's good looking? What if he's hardworking?
Girl, no.
You're not okay with a dude that has bad credit? But what if he's a man of God? That's not okay?
That's not enough.
But that's what they're telling us. Like, oh no, you gotta just, girl, he ain't gotta have everything. As long as he got all his teeth in the front, that's good enough.
Really?
You can help him. And I would be the first to say I love the boo to death. I feel like the boo didn't have every single thing on my list.
And I agree with that. For me, it's not about having 50 things on the list and you have to have them all. You have your non-negotiables. And I'm sure
Absolutely.
The boo needs all of your non-negotiables.
He does. But in addition to that, I wish he would tell me that I gotta be more ambitious, more intelligent. I need to be more supportive. I need to be more godly. I need to be more. I wish he.
Because then what happens when we say it to them? Oh, you popping that neck. That's what happens.
Let me tell him what he needs to do.
Right.
Then I get treated like, oh, angry black woman. That's why we dating white girls. Go get her then. Please. Because if I live the rest of my life single and I never partner up or get married, I'm fine with that. Because I am here to do so much more
than just
be your helpmeet. And this same brother, he doesn't even address all the responsibilities according to his Bible that God gave Adam.
Right, because he referenced.
Yeah.
What did he say?
When the first brother got hooked up.
And we're assuming he means Adam and Eve, because that would be the first, according to the Bible.
And then you're just going to, like, minimalize all of creation, according to Christian people, to being hooked up.
Yes.
You're just going to, like, okay.
It was just a hookup. Right.
He was just like, yo, you lonely? All right, bro, I got you. Really? You're going to do that? With your God? Really? That's how you gonna play? Okay. Hey, that's y'all religion. Keep that. That's how I feel about it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of men on assignment. I'm tired of looking at social media and everybody telling me how to wear my hair.
But wait.
How to dress better.
So is it a matter of, are we allowing, from a woman's perspective, from our, you know, looking at the women, what have we done to push it to this, to where we are responsible for all these things?
I ain't responsible for none of it. I don't take responsibility for any of it.
So, okay. But I'm single, so I do all these things, but I do it because I'm single, right?
Okay.
So am I putting out there that's like the norm, like that? Yes, I'm here to bring this to you if we come together.
Are you doing these things because you are attempting to attract a man, or are you doing these things because they make you happy?
I'm doing these things because that's, as a good black woman, that's what I'm educated. I mean, I wasn't told I had to go to college. You know, I'm intelligent. I can hold a conversation. I am very ambitious. So no, I'm not doing that for a man. I'm doing that for me. But have we put that out there so much that we make men feel like they can sit back and just reap all the benefits? Because they know we can do all this on our own. So, oh, why not? Let me slide in here. She can do it for her. She can do it for me, too.
So, I do think that is a little bit of the problem because women outnumber men. That's an issue. In the African-American community, you have men who are dating outside their race. And, you know, that's fine. Whatever. I don't care. I've dated outside of my race. But I do think African-American women are a little slower to do that. Right? So we're still attempting to attract this, you know, black king, if you will. I think that's all of our, like, ideal, like, you know, if I could have it, this is what I want. So what do I have to do to get it?
Yeah.
And society is telling me I need to do these things. And then I get lonely. Mm-hmm. Women get lonely.
Oh,
you know what
definitely.
I mean? You want to share your life with someone. You want to have a partner. And so eventually you feel like, oh, well, maybe that's what I should do. I think it's similar to like finding a job. And I don't want to marginalize having a partner or being married to finding a career. But if you're looking for a job and you know, you got the pedigree, you have the experience, and then people are saying, oh, craft your resume in this way. put 4 bullet points under each job and right. put these margins on it. You're going to do it mm-hmm. because everything else you're doing isn't working. Mm-hmm. And society is saying, oh, well, we hire people who put their resumes this way.
Yeah.
So when you liken that to finding a partner, you look at men and they're getting married and it's like, well, what did she do that I didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was intelligent, and she was godly, and she was going to church four times a week, and she was ambitious, and she's, you know, so let me go do those things, because maybe it works. And I just think it's human nature.
It doesn't work. I mean, because, so I was in a relationship, we lived together, I mean, I would get up, because I work from home, would cook breakfast every day.
Shut up, please.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that, granted, I mean, it wasn't like waffles and pancakes or something like that, but still, when I'm here by myself, I can eat or I can't eat. Do you know what I mean? But the expectation is, oh, you work from home. You can cook dinner. You can do this. But dude.
How cute are you? You are a great woman. Like, I would marry you. Like, if it never works out, like, 50 years from now.
We'll get married.
We should just get, we could be like, oh. You'd be like, I always thought they were lesbians.
Anyway.
You know what? Cutie, you're making breakfast. I'll make dinner.
But that's the thing. So where is that compromise? Where is it a matter of, and you always ask me, but did you set this before? Yes. I told him before we moved in together, I'm not going to cook every night. I don't do it now. I'm not going to do it when you live there. You can cook. We can share the responsibility.
So was it a true expectation or was it just something that, you know, responsibility no. that you put on yourself?
Breakfast, I put on myself because I'm down here. I'm cooking for myself. I can add one for you too. Whatever. But dinner, oh, we had a conversation because I was very clear about that. I will not be in this kitchen every night. So you either going to be in this kitchen with me or, you know, trade off
so
or we going out to eat.
So that you didn't cook, did he complain?
No, but, or he would cook something that, like, did you know I'm not going to eat that?
Well, see, hold on now, cutie. You can't say you're not cooking every night
yeah.
and you guys are going to share responsibility
yeah.
and then he takes initiative and cooks and then you're like, oh my God, I'm not eating that.
I mean, I would eat it, but compared to what I'm cooking, that's your choice. You're going to make tacos.
500 calories and I like all my vegetables organic.
Really?
And
listen, we did the grocery shopping together. I can't even deal with you. No, but my point is like, dude, I'm sitting down making a meal, but every time it's your turn, you're making tacos. Come on now. Really?
Well, you know.
Every time. But he can cook. Now, wait.
Okay, so
he can cook.
I was about to say, you know, I'm podcasting with you tonight. I guarantee the booze eating hot dogs. Because that's about like, the realm of.
But
he gets
can
excited
cook.
About it too. Like, we're eating hot
and
dogs.
And I mean,
tonight.
The point of that is, yes, you leave here, I start work. When you come home, I'm still working. So, yes. You may have worked your full day, but your full day is not as long as my full
but
day.
Was there an
Why?
Expectation? Like, you're, I guess,
from him?
I feel like you're saying
think,
like he was, like, projecting this on you, or were you just, like, should
no,
I be doing
No, I could care
this?
Less if that was his expectation. Excuse me. I was just like, look, don't talk about what I'm doing and I'm not doing, because I'm working. But it goes back to my point. I can't work all day. I can't be the, you know, help me in the house, cooking dinner, cleaning the house. I can't do all that. It's
you
not
know,
possible.
So I do think there is someone out there for everyone. And I think there is probably a guy out there who will understand that you're not,
mm-hmm.
you know, excuse me, I don't even want to start with what you're not doing because you are doing so many things and he'll understand that.
Right.
I work from home and the boo knows, like, I have not gotten out of that bed one morning to make up anything. What?
Right. But,
like,
and that's the thing. That was
way to work.
But that's the problem, too. It's like you almost can't do something nice for a person because it becomes an expectation. Do you know what I mean?
No. No.
But listen, I'm not saying you, but in general.
Say it, though. Like, I'm not doing this every week.
Yeah. But this is the thing. You do it whenever you do it and you don't do it. You automatically think I have a problem or I'm upset or I'm mad. No, I didn't feel like getting up this morning. So why was that an expectation? You can't do anything
but
nice without
really
it being
nice, hey cutie. And I just don't think that you give off enough attitude. And I know all
said no one ever in life.
Say, no more attitude. that too. We already get painted as being angry black women. But like, I'll quickly say like, oh, you thought I was going to cook for you? Yeah, I don't work for you. And then carry on. And it's like,
I don't work for you.
Were you expecting like homemade pancakes or something? Because or like waffles thing,
so
from scratch?
So this man is telling men, that's how you choose a woman.
Okay, and I'd like to see how that works out.
I would. I want to see the results of that as well. But even reading through the comments, oh yes, oh that
I can guarantee you, 80% of these women strolling through these comments are single, and they probably would sleep with the dude on the video even though he was married. Okay, please, any woman who is out here trying to walk in her purpose and live a life that either God or her God or the universe or whoever has assigned for her, and to truly just be in community with the world, she is not worried about whether or not she's ambitious enough or intelligent enough or godly enough. Or
well, because if you are, it's about being that for yourself. It's not about being it for someone else.
It's not even for self. I am who I am because this is how God created me.
But
it is my job to give that out to the universe.
You would push yourself if you know you slack and be like, no, I need to get it together and do whatever.
Yeah, because internally it makes me feel like I'm not living up to the talents and the treasures that have been given to me. But I am not giving all that I know that I was created to give. Not I have to give this percentage in order to attract this type of man so that I can have this appearance of a life, first of all.
Right.
Because what if I attract this dude? What if he quote unquote chooses me? And I'm like, no, I don't want to get chosen. Throw me back. I did not want this dude. You know, 6 years later, you're like, why did he? God, really? That ain't God.
Sometimes it's the devil.
I don't know who it is.
I saw that today on Instagram.
I did not want to get chosen. Put me back. They say it's more fish in the sea. Put me back in the sea. I just want to swim. I don't want to be chosen.
Foolishness. So do you not believe a man chooses his wife? How do you feel about that?
Does a man choose his wife? I mean, I guess, but doesn't the wife choose him back? You can't choose me if I don't want to be chosen. You can't, like, walk up on me and be like, you're mine. What? Like, what is this, 1910 or something? Like, dude, I don't work for you. Did you, like, give my daddy 50 cows or something and now I have to marry
you? No, not a dowry.
Really? Right? I don't want to marry you. Let me see if I want to be chosen by you. What's your credit score?
I mean, so it's just...
What's your hairline look like? What my baby's going to look like?
Not the hairline. Really?
Right? Like, no. I mean, I think...
You choose each other.
It's tradition. It's all tradition, right? So a man is supposed to have all these responsibilities and this once he accomplished...
What are some of these responsibilities? Because we've talked about the women's, quote-unquote, responsibilities. What are the men's responsibilities?
So, according to the church, and I say church, and that just covers all churches, because I didn't go to church, so that covers everything.
I cannot do
it. But according to the church, isn't the man supposed to be, like, a leader, not only, like, in his home, but in the community?
Provider.
He should be a provider. Yeah. I guess in whatever kind of circumstances that means, like, is a man, like, standing on the corner holding a sign for his family, is that considered a provider?
Like, to get money?
I saw that at Target, yeah. He was like, you know, I'm out of a job and I got, like, a family, give me money. But I'm like, yo, how did you guys get here, though? Because this Target is kind of far from, but that's neither here nor there. So,
yeah.
I guess there are responsibilities for a man. Mm-hmm. I think there's a part in the Bible, and please don't ever quote me on my Bible knowledge, because this is just coming off the top of my head, where a man is supposed to, maybe it was Old Testament or something, right? So like a man is supposed to go to church and learn or whatever, and then come back and share it with his family and the wife. So I only say that because the church that I grew up in, like, women didn't have a place in the church.
Really? Okay.
And it was because they would, like, kind of pick and choose some scripture that they wanted to use to, like, you know, hold women back. But that's neither here nor there. That's why I don't go to church.
I was going to say that. But anyway.
Yeah. So if you are going to go out and learn this Bible and learn this religion and come back and share it with me, I would think you at least need to be a little intelligent to be able to do that. I would just hope you need to know how to read.
Let's not even talk about Bible. Let's talk about now. What are some of the things that we require or men should hold themselves to? Because it's not necessarily, I'm not requiring these things of you. If you don't have what I need, I'm moving on. There's not even going to, I have no problem. But what are some of the basic things that men should have as a man in 2015?
An education. One, because it's almost free.
So, okay. So if a dude started, look at freaking, what's his name? Bill Gates. Did he graduate? Did he finish school?
Did he get in?
Oh, God. Okay. We're not going to change the topic. Okay. What I'm saying is you don't have to necessarily have a college degree to provide for your family.
I didn't say you had to have a college degree. I said education. You had to have an education.
Street, whatever. Okay.
No, I didn't say street education.
Well, but look at Jay Z. Dude is a billionaire.
And that works for Beyonce.
But the, so it wouldn't work
great
for you?
For her.
I'm signing up for that program. I'll take it.
Have it.
Jay.
It, be great with it. Do it.
Really?
Like, Jay-Z is like one out of how many billion men who are around here.
I'm
like, I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to be Jay-Z.
No, no, no. But that's not what I'm saying. Not even about a rapper, but being a business-minded man does not mean you have to go to college. So I don't want you to just say education. Mm-hmm. What are some other things?
So I'll just say the things that are important to me. So one, you need to have an education. Two, you need to be responsible. And being responsible to me means I don't have to tell you simple things that you should have learned just throughout life. You need to pay your bills on time. You need to have decent credit.
So you're not willing to help your man get better his credit?
What
not
I,
by
like,
you.
Equifax?
No. Not paying his bills, but doing.
Am I credit card? Is he paying me $29.95 a month?
And you right now. What I mean is, though, someone may not be as financially sound as you, but he has the money. Would you not take the lead on that? Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying about, yeah, he may just have fallen by the wayside a little bit. And, you know.
I think it depends. I think it's on a circumstance by circumstance basis. So if you have a guy that has the money, right? Why aren't you paying your bills then?
Well, I'm not talking about bills. You said credit. Like, he has to have good credit, but you aren't willing to.
Credit is the result of not paying your bills, right?
No.
He has, like, no credit. He's like, I've never bought
no
credit
but
in my life.
So
that's
say
a little
dude
different from, like, you
just
got,
this great job, great opportunity, so he just came into money and bad back, you know, college, whatever. Would you not help him get that straight? Like, would that be a straight up, no, I can't deal with you?
So I would say I would still talk to him, but it is not my responsibility to help you, and I probably wouldn't even offer.
Really? But what if he asked? You would say no.
If he asked me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No. I'm not saying offer.
To me and
if
say,
he asked
you. Should, you know, we've been dating for a while, and I realize that you have this system that you use to automate all your bills. Can you help me with that now that I've started this new job? I really want to,
that's
you know,
what I mean. Okay.
I'm fine with that, but I'm not like, oh, what's your credit score? Is it 300? What's your salary? Oh, I can work with that. Let me help you.
Let me get you right.
I'm not like one of those Instagram credit services. Like,
so what else?
I do have to have a man who is spiritual. So you don't have to be religious. You know,
I
do organize religion.
I know. But,
you do need to be spiritual. You do need to understand that there is something higher. There's a higher calling and purpose for your life. It is not just for you to entertain yourself all day and amass material things. I do need to have a man who understands community. And what community means to him, I can't define that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are chosen. And there is an obligation and a responsibility that comes along with that.
Okay.
So that's extremely important to me. So a man who feels like, oh, I can't be out here in the streets acting crazy.
Right.
I have a responsibility on my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't just spend all of my money on foolishness. I have a responsibility to invest back into my community and lift those who maybe don't have the same opportunities that I've had.
Okay.
That's what's required of a man to me.
Okay.
And if he doesn't have those things, one, he's just not interesting to me. It's like, what are we going to talk about all day? Like,
but I don't think
sports? I don't even watch sports.
We talked about women having this list. I don't think your list was, I know some women have lists that are just, some of them are ridiculous. I watched Steve Harvey one day, and this woman had this list that was just extreme. So, no, I don't feel like your list was crazy and extreme. But on the flip side, so this guy's video, I don't feel like his list for women was extreme. I think it was more of the context and how he presented it, as in how to choose a woman to make you better.
I think that was my issue with him. I know I could look at his list and with a surety say, I know I'm all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not those things so that I could sit back and wait on the boo to choose right. me.
Well, not even just to choose you. It's for him to be wherever he is in his little path and for him to latch on to me so I can make him better or bring you forward or no.
And at the same time, I think for women, how to choose a man to make you better. If this man has all these things on this list,
but we shouldn't be making each other. Well, we should be making each other better.
Together. That's what
I'm
saying.
Not one doing it for the other.
There's a part of me that feels like there are some huge areas where I know, like, I am super slack. Like, super slack. Like, I can even look at myself and be like, really? Did you really do that? You know?
I agree. I can
But being with the boo is like, come on now. Like, you can't slack all your life.
Right. It's almost like they hold you to a standard where you're like, for me, I'm single. I can do whatever
can.
Or not do whatever.
You can.
But when you're with someone else, you're almost like, okay, I can't just... I feel like the way, my mom, I'll use an example. The way you treat your things is how other people will treat them. So I'm not going to mistreat my things or myself because I don't want him to mistreat me or my things.
Absolutely. And I can't call him out on his crap.
If your
and
crap
not
is
expect
messy.
Him to be like,
right.
Oh, but Boo Boo Kitty. Didn't you? You know, like, and so me and the boo, like, we're good for that. Because I'm like, oh, you left your shoe in the, you know, in the living room. And then, like, a day later, and he's like, I see your shoe in the living room. I'm like, really?
You gonna call me on that? Yes.
Is that my shoe? Oh, okay. You know, so it's taking some accountability and realizing that we're growing
together.
And evolving together. Yeah. But he's my accountability partner and I'm his. So it's not like I'm actively working on how to make him better.
You're working on making each other better.
Yeah.
And you're both bringing the same things to the table. So it's not you depending on me or me depending on you.
Absolutely. And it could just be a little different for me too because I'm a parent. So as a parent, I'm actively working on making my child the best.
Now,
you know, member of society, I can be.
You know, I'm always trying to get my life together.
Oh, Jesus.
Always.
I'm going to call on his name and hope that one day Hank Cutie gets delivered. She has been delivered. She don't like living no more. She has been delivered. That's so wrong.
So wrong.
As I finish my drink.
Right. Always before me. Always. But yeah. I mean, I enjoyed this topic today. I really did.
Yes. So men, how to choose a woman that makes you better. You want to know how to do that? You be better.
Be better. Yes. I'm all for that. For real.
Yes.
I'm all for that.
So that concludes another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Just to recap from earlier, we are now on iTunes. Please subscribe and leave us some feedback, some likes, some stars. Tell
yes.
us how you like the show. And
hit the website, drinktillweremarried.com.
It is on and popping, and the website is awesome. And if you have questions, we would love to answer your questions and just hear some of the relationship topics that you guys are dealing with. So email us at drinktillweremarried@gmail.com. And until the next time, drink up.
Good night.
Stay single, not sober.
Yes. Yes. A mess. Good night.